Welcome to the Midday.
Vicki and Norman and a guest pianist today, a pianist who's in Madison to perform with the Madison Symphony Orchestra this weekend, Horacio Gutierrez. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you.
Say, this is you're telling us the fourth time you've been
with the symphony.
With the symphony, yeah.
And twice on recital, in recital at the university.
So you're well-traveled in Wisconsin. And this time around, let's see, it's going to be Chopin.
E minor.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful piano concerto.
Oh, it's great, yes.
Is it tempting to just to really milk all the romanticism there, especially in the slow movement?
You know, Chopin was a great classicist as well. So that is the difficulty, or one of the many difficulties in his music, is this sense of proportion. So it has to be expressive, but at the same time, it's got to be aristocratic, and it's not an easy thing to do. I think the key, or one of the keys, is to think of it as opera, coloratura, you know, and that is a very good indication where you have the drama and yet you have the finesse of the filigree.
I confess I'm still more partial to Chopin's songs without words than with the songs with words. He's so lyrical just with the piano that you don't need the words, it seems to me.
Well, he actually wrote very few songs, I mean, that I'm aware of. So he really, but he was a passionate opera man. He just loved, you know, bel canto singing. And so he really uniquely translated that into the instrument. It's a style that nobody before or since quite mastered like he did. I mean, Liszt was another genius, but quite a different sort of not only piano style, but melodic style of writing.
And you have some very new music as well that has been just written for you. You're quite a champion of contemporary American composers.
Well, I wish I could call myself more of a champion. I do like to play some contemporary American composers, and recently I had the honor that Josh Pearl, who's a great, wonderful composer, I had played a work of his called Fantasy Play in public several times, and he decided to write for me a set of bagatelles, 9 bagatelles, and I played them a few times, and then I recorded them recently, should be coming out on Bridge record label, with some of his other music that has not previously been recorded.
Now we're going to listen to the second movement of the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto, which you recorded with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Is there something that you can tell us about this sublime slow movement?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah, it's a great concerto. And all I can say is that I had not played this piece for 12 years until just, I mean, I recorded it, then I played it, and then I stopped for 12 years until just last month I brought it back. And so when you say sublime, you're absolutely right. It's a sublime work, the whole thing, no matter how popular it is and how many times it's played.
Thank you.
pretty stuff.
Tchaikovsky had such a gift for melody. Second movement of his first piano concerto in B-flat minor. And that pianist was our guest today on the midday, Horacio Gutierrez, with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and conductor David Zinman.
You get along with conductors pretty much?
Pretty much, yes. Yes. There's always the exceptions.
We won't go into that.
No. But yes, by and large, in this profession, you have to be highly qualified to be in charge of the fine orchestras that you find all over the country.
And I understand you get along well with other pianists, too. We were just talking about you are married to a pianist and
yes.
talking about how there's a similar view on many things among pianists.
You know, well, in a marriage relationship, mm-hmm. certainly I would imagine that it would be very, very difficult not to have a partner that understands what you do and that also loves what you do. And that also has a kind of patience for all the pressures and things that go with touring and performing. But in general, I think that pianists, by and large, develop a lot of friendships. At first, it's a little difficult because of the fact that we are rather isolated. We're not like violinists that have to always have a piano accompaniment, you see. So we tend to sort of be, mm-hmm. in school,
sure.
a bit of loners. But then as we start to perform and we find we have so many things in common, it feels like almost like units from the same army, you know.
Camaraderie.
Yes.
Well, they don't get much bigger than Brahms in terms of piano concertos. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of power and a lot of sheer duration to those works. How do you take on a Brahms piano concerto?
The Brahms second specifically is probably on one end of the spectrum the most challenging piano concerto I think that has been written. At the other spectrum it would be the Rachmaninoff third, and I say that because the Brahms requires a not only a tremendous virtuosity which is really by and large unnoticed, but also a mental concentration and integration with the orchestra that are in a class by itself, besides the fact that it's 48, 50 minutes long almost. Now, the Rachmaninoff third, on the other hand, would be more of a physical endurance
requirement. That's fairly short but intense.
Those would be, I mean, actually it's 37 minutes or so, maybe a little longer. But the what you're about to play just so happens that the Brahms second ends in a rather light mood, this sort of very light rondo full of devilish pianistic difficulties. It runs in double thirds and awkward passages like in the coda of it, which of course the irony of it is that I read Brendel say one time that some of those passages he just wrote to be mean.
Well, it's mean to the pianist, but of course a delight for the audience.
Oh, it's wonderful.
So this is the finale of the Brahms Second with our guest, Horacio Gutierrez.
Deceptively easy, we're told. Sounds deceptively easy, and quite a tour de force for the pianist.
It sure is.
And as you were describing this concerto, it starts off rather grand and
right.
quite virtuosic.
Right. It's symphonic in scope, and he has a massive first movement followed by a passionate scherzo. Then you have a wonderful chamber music-like middle movement where you are in dialogue with the first cellist. And then he ends this massive composition with a light rondo with little Hungarian themes. And so it's a very difficult thing to bring off at the end of this concerto, this sort of change of mood and still give it a satisfying conclusion. But it's a stroke of genius, of course.
So this is the second piano concerto of Brahms and the performance by our guest, Horacio Gutierrez, and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with Andre Previn conducting.
And you'll be playing with the Madison Symphony, let's see, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Chopin second.
E minor.
The E minor
Chopin
piano.
Which
first,
is
first
true,
concerto.
It's second, but published, oh. He wrote it second, but it's first.
It's number one, but it's number two.
That's right.
And in addition to that, also sprach Zarathustra by Strauss, that great...
symphonic poem.
Wow. That was made yeah. popular by the film.
Even more popular, let's say.
Even more popular, yeah. All right. And also the overture to The Bartered Bride.
By Smetana. So that'll be lively stuff.
Quite a program by the Madison Symphony Orchestra this weekend at the Overture Center in
Something
Madison.
To stir the blood. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great pleasure. I hope you'll
thank
come
you.
Back for that fifth visit with the symphony
thanks.
Or some other entity.